I'm underwhelmed. Underwhelmed. 2 million people? Do you recall that?
I do.
30,000? Wow. Because things are so much better today, aren't they? Things have resolved. Things are so much happier for the people in Afghanistan and Iraq. Has anybody noticed what's going on? Carnage, bloodshed. We're wiping them all out. We, our country, is wiping all these people out, just like those people wiped out those people called Americans. Do you remember that one all those years back? The people who used to have the feathers in their hair and the wigwams. The Americans. Murdered, slaughtered, carnage, genocide by these invaders from our country, amongst other countries, yeah?
So what's it like having everybody here today? Do you feel like a sense of solidarity?
You're not listening, are you? Everybody is not here. Most people are not here, are they? We said 30,000, 2 million. Now, how many people in this country know what's going on is so awful, so wrong? They don't know how awful, because quite frankly, the media doesn't show us very much, does it? The media doesn't show us the blood in the body on the... Oh, it shows us a bit of blood on the streets, but it doesn't show us the blown-up babies, does it? It doesn't show us the bodies. It doesn't show us the sheer and utter carnage. They're all dying over there. But hey, folks, our conscience are okay, aren't they? Because we come out on a march, and we can feel, oh, I've done my bit. 30,000, 2 million? How many millions are dead? Do you know what? When 2 million took to the streets, that was good, wasn't it? Bloody good. From all sections of the community, all our people, we stood up. And that 2 million people represented so many more, didn't it? How many people there were waving them off on the coaches? How many people were demonstrating in other cities in our country on that magical day, yeah? And then people came to me and says, they're going to do it. Oh, what can you do? They didn't listen. Why didn't we come back with 5 million? 10 million? Why didn't we? Why didn't we? 30,000? Wow. I'm underwhelmed. Are we really going to give a shit? All these people are going to be dead by the time we actually do something about it. Because the bottom line is, of course, Bush and Blair committed the same crime that the Nazis were hung for at Nuremberg. Do you know the number one crime? To initiate a war of aggression is the number one crime. From that crime, all the other war crimes come. Yeah? It's common sense, isn't it, when you think about it? 45 minutes, Mr. Blair. 45 minutes, Mr. Blyer. Dodgy dossiers. Plagiarized thesis. 45 minutes, sexy lie. And for that, all the innocents have to die. That's how it started, isn't it? 5 years ago now. 5 years ago. 5 years. Do you know what? I'm sure the people of Iraq and Afghanistan are so grateful to us. After murdering at least 2 million of their people, we're here saying, oh, it's naughty, stop. And then we're going away again, aren't we?
Are you going away or not?
I wish I could. With all my heart, I wish I could go away. 7 years, 24/7 on this pavement. What's happening over there? Well, everybody's being murdered. Check out the arms industry, the number one money-making business in the world. It's all about money. Check out the drugs industry, the second biggest money-making racket in the world. Check out the drugs coming from Afghanistan. That's what it's all about. The Taliban regime, this wicked, awful regime, cut the drugs back to 150 tons, the poppy production, yeah? It's gone up to 5,000-6,000 tons and growing now. We've liberated them. Second biggest money-making racket. Oh, some people are making a fortune out of this. And on our streets, the people are being controlled with the drugs. We did that to the Chinese people all those years ago with opium, didn't we? Turned them into zombies. And our people are fucking zombies. I'm sorry. Drinking? Drugs? When are we going to wake up and care? When are we going to be human? I'm here because I'm personally responsible for what my country is doing to other people, am I not? I can't just blame it all on Blair, who's gone now. But his genocide lives on, doesn't it? Check out depleted uranium munitions. It's our war material. It's made of our nuclear waste. We dropped a couple of thousands of tons of our nuclear shit on people in other countries.
But it all does sound a bit depressing. Have you got any sort of positive vision for the future? Do you think things may turn around?
Oh, yes, it's very depressing, isn't it? And all those poor, depressed people over there. I tell you what, when the bombs are falling on you, you get a bit depressed. And over here, we get a bit... Oh, it's going to rain. It started spitting, isn't it? Everybody's going to run away home soon. They're going to run away home. When are we going to care? When are we going to wake up? When are we going to stop? What Bush and Blair are doing is far worse than Hitler ever did. Check out depleted uranium. I didn't tell you, did I? Depleted uranium, the Royal Society tells us, has a half-life of 4.5 billion years. We poison these people's countries forever. See what it does to the babe? For God's sake, look to see what we're doing to the babies. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Go to Southeast Asia. You'll see the same effect from Agent Orange there. Same. Go to Serbia, Sarajevo, Yugoslavia, Kosovo, Afghanistan, Iraq. Depleted uranium munitions. Depressing. I'm sorry to spoil your day. Sorry to make you a bit miserable.
Well, I wanted to get from you is, do you have a positive vision for the future? Do you think things may turn around?
What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I don't want to know your answer. That's between you and your maker, between you and your conscience. Have you noticed what... Check out the Statutes of Rome, Article 25. That talks about individual criminal responsibility. If my country is committing genocide and I'm paying money towards, tax money towards buying the weapons, buying the depleted uranium munitions, the bombs, I'm personally responsible. In the same way as the German people were personally responsible for what Hitler and the Nazis did. And they had a collective punishment after the end of the Second World War. Do we know about that? What I would say is for our people to have a heart. Are we really monsters? See, we're already thinning out. The rain's coming and the people are running away because it's uncomfortable, isn't it? I tell you what, it's bloody uncomfortable in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ask our soldiers how comfortable they are. Ask them, do they want to be there? Is anybody going to give a shit about our soldiers? General Danett ran away from me the other day. Have you heard of him? General Danett Donut, our top general. Oxford Union, he should have been speaking against me. This House would, under no circumstances, fight for Queen and country. That was the motion. I was speaking for it. Danett was supposed to be speaking against it. He didn't turn up. The Air Marshal, he was supposed to be turning up instead of Danett. He didn't turn up.
Do you think our public Colonel, figures are afraid to debate these subjects?
Colonel Bob Andrews, the action man from Basra, he was going to come. He didn't turn up. He had business in the Middle East, apparently. Yeah, it's called genocide. That's what it's called. It's called bomb, burn, bugger, beggar your neighbour. That's what it's called. But he's just doing what he's told. And most of us do what we're told, don't we? And we march nice and peacefully between the crowd barriers like we're supposed to do. We're penned in. Do you know the way to change things? No, it's not with a revolution. It's not with force, not with violence. It's with peace. That's what buggers them off about me, you know. Absolute. Are you an absolute pacifist, Brian? Oh, can you be a partial pacifist? Are you against all war? Well, check out war. Check out what it's for. War's for making money. That's what war's for. Check out the innocents who die in war. And it's the most innocent who do most of the dying. Have you noticed that? The babes, the infants, the old people, the weak, the sick, the poor. These are the people who do the big dying in war. The ones in uniform. And they've been taught to protect themselves, haven't they? To keep their head down. Well, some of them have. Some of them haven't had a chance to, have they? Their head's blown off before they've had a chance to learn. But are you going to give a damn for that soldier boy? Could be your child, couldn't he? He is our child. So is this little Arabian child as well. That's our child. Are we human beings, Britain? Wake up. Stop the genocide. Do something about it. And do it while there's still some people left.